It's time like never before to pray and to pray for our nation and to pray for unity. There's an event coming up that'll help you to do just that called Ignite. It's happening in Ottawa, April 14th. And here to tell us a little bit more about it is Roger Helland from the Evangelical Fellowship of Canada. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning.
Roger, now tell us a little bit, first of all, about the Evangelical Fellowship of Canada, what it is and what you do.
Right. So I appreciate that. So the Evangelical Fellowship of Canada has two offices, one in Ottawa, one in Scarborough. And basically our mission is to unite evangelicals to bless Canada in the name of Jesus. So we're basically a national association of evangelical Christians, founded in 1964. And we provide a forum for evangelicals. We foster ministry partnerships. We conduct research on trends and religious ideas and such, and provide a voice for biblical principles in life and society and public policy. So we've got a broad spectrum of activities, but also we've got affiliates that we work with, including denominations, ministry organizations, educational institutions, and churches. So I serve as a prayer ambassador, and I develop prayer strategies, teaching, and gatherings online and in person with and for our affiliates and staff, and we also develop collaboration and prayer partnerships with other ministries. So broad reach, but specific goals.
Speaking of prayer, the focus of the Ignite event seems to be prayer. So describe this event called Ignite that's on the way.
Right. So, you know, the last couple of years, we've grown to become aware of an increasing hunger for multiple areas across the country in various traditions. And so we decided as five partners, the EFC, the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association of Canada, National House of Prayer, the Peace and Reconciliation Network, and also Vineyard Canada, to cultivate united prayer across Canada. And so one way that we're doing that is to convene people across the country to seek the Lord in unity and spiritual awakening. So we're actually hosting four free gatherings in Ottawa on April the 14th, Calgary April 20th, Kelowna April 28th, and Regina on May the 5th. And basically Ignite has two parts. So from the afternoon from 2:30 till 6, we're offering free pastors and ministry leaders seminars on cultivating a culture of prayer in the local church, followed by a free catered dinner. And then in the evening, it's open to everybody, far and wide, young people, old people, the whole range of our public from 6:30 till 9 to seek the Lord in worship and prayer in unity and spiritual awakening. So I think, you know, what we're witnessing in Asbury, mm-hmm. and also even with the recent movie of the Jesus Revolution, you know, I think there's a Kairos moment where we are feeling of the Lord to really convene people in these cities across the country and seek the Lord for unity and spiritual awakening.
All right, so people are getting excited right now to prayer and to engage, to better, you know, further the spiritual awakening in our country. How can people register for the event?
So basically go to the website. So our Ignite website is theefc.ca/ignite. Hmm. And what that will do is bring people to the website. They can see the schedule, the speakers, the locations, all the input around the vision. And if they're going to be at the seminar and dinner, they need to register so we can have a head count. The public gathering in the evening doesn't require registration. So
perfect.
We're putting the word out far and wide.
Now, people can't make it, but they still want to engage. How would you encourage people to pray for our nation?
Right. So I would say in three areas: pray for spiritual unity, pray for spiritual awakening, pray for cultures of devoted prayer in local churches.
The event is called Ignite. It's coming up April 14th in Ottawa, and you can check it out at the Evangelical Fellowship of Canada website, which we'll also put a link to on our Life Facebook page so you can check it out. And the prayer ambassador is Roger Helland, and he's been our guest to tell us about it. Thanks, Roger.
Thank you so much, Todd, for having me.